Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. We mentioned it earlier. The Washington Commanders are the oldest team in the NFL. How troubling is this to you as a Commanders fan? If you look at this graph, I mean, the Packers are the youngest team in the NFL. Their average age is slightly over 25. Eagles are second. Their average age is 25.49. The Commanders' average age, it's significantly higher than most of the teams in the NFL at 28. Most of the teams fall in the 26 to 27 range, and Washington is just slightly over 28. 1-800-636-1067. Does this worry you? Now, some of these guys are key players. They brought in veterans last year. It was a plan by Adam Peters and Dan Quinn to bring in veterans who were leaders who were still producing.
Yep.
Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, Austin Eckler.
Eckler, right.
They've decided to keep Josh Johnson, so he brings up that average age a little bit. They brought in Von Miller this year. He brings up that average age a little bit. Do you have a problem with this approach, and does it worry you?
I don't have a problem with it, but just don't be surprised if these guys start showing signs of their age. I mean, Debo isn't quite to that age yet, but he's coming off a season where he was hampered by a lot of injuries. Hopefully that's something that doesn't rear its head again in 2025. But I'm not going to be stunned if Bobby Wagner picks up some sort of small injury or Austin Eckler. Let's hope he can dodge the concussion, you know, the thing that he had to deal with last year. Like, I will not be surprised if an older roster starts showing signs of wear and tear.
Much like fantasy football, right, where it's not necessarily your draft or your opening day roster. It's how you manage it throughout the season.
Yeah.
That'll be the key for the Commanders.
I think Peters is going to have his hands full doing that throughout this campaign.
Have to, you know, they'll have to be keenly aware of what's out there, of where they stand with injuries, key pickups here and there. That's going to be part of the deal.
Yeah, and a lot of these guys may not be on the roster next year, some of the older guys, but we'll see. Doesn't overly concern me, but the fact that the depth really showed some signs of you know, an inability to stop teams, especially on the defensive side and in preseason. So if some of these guys, these starters get banged up, that could be
an issue. They even have an old kicker. Matt Gay's 31.
Yeah.
What will overly concern me is if Jaden Daniels gets hurt.
Well, that's the number one thing.
That will overly concern me.
So the previous oldest teams that this guy, Jimmy Kempsky, has been calculating, he said he's been doing it since 2012. So 13 years.
Yeah, how's the oldest team fare?
The previous two oldest teams were the 2023 Saints and the 2018 Raiders, average age of 27.4. So they're significantly older.
Did it say what those records
were? I'd have to go look at it.
To go back and look.
2023 Saints, I'm guessing not great.
And 2018 Raiders, probably not very good. I mean, the Raiders haven't been good for a while. The Saints were 9-8 that year.
Okay.
In 23.
And the 2018 Raiders were 4-12.
800-636-1067. As a fan, are you concerned? And we, by the way, we knew that they were an old team.
Yes.
Maybe,
this is not news.
Maybe didn't know they were the oldest in the league, but they are. But does it concern you for this year?
You know, Tunsil's older.
Well,
Debo, you mentioned, is at 29. McLaurin is going to turn 30 this month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not too bad. The big ones, though, like Josh Johnson, I mean, in a perfect world, he's not going to play.
No. If he does, you're in trouble.
Right. Von Miller, I mean, he's going to have a role on this team, but he's probably going to play a third of the snaps.
But maybe it does tell you that, and I'm sure that this is what they're going to try to do, is you need an infusion of youth. You need an infusion of young talent.
Right. When Ron Rivera destroyed the roster, that's why you have an old roster now, because you don't have those young draft picks that are cheap labor for your team and are younger players.
Yeah,
that's what Adam Peters has been forced to do. He's been forced to plug the holes with older veteran players.
I mean,
blame Ron Rivera.
At the receiver position, you've got young guys that are backups. Who knows how much they'll play?
Mm-hmm.
So your starters are older. Offensive line, you got a couple young guys, right? Because you got Coleman, you've got Connerly. Running back, if Bill is the guy, he's obviously very young, right?
Rodriguez is young.
Secondary's got at least two or three really young guys. Linebackers are older, but the backups, you know, we question the depth there. Got a couple young guys. So there is some youth mixed in there. It's just most of the starters are older.
All right, 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in, Cakes, play some music, man. We're freaking getting fired up for week one.
Here's a tweet from E. Phillips. He says, no, average age means nothing as long as the talent level keeps moving in the right direction. On paper, this is a better team than last year's squad. That's literally all that matters. I agree with that to an extent. And we talked about this earlier. It's just one little goofy metric, but they used to have one guy in the top 100, mm-hmm. and now they've got five in the NFL PA's top 100.
All right, let's go to Toothpick, calling from Texas. Toothpick, what's up, buddy? You're all the Junkies.
Hey, what's good? The room that concerns me most often is the linebackers.
Yeah.
With the malice that Bobby has on them and Von Miller's age as well, and the pass rush that he's expected to bring. Other than that, the people behind them, I don't have too much faith in. But like you say, you're not a name until you make your name. So we'll see what Jordan McGee can do, and we'll go from there. But still worried about the pass rush.
Well, I mean, I
appreciate y'all taking my call, man.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks, buddy.
The problem with Jordan McGee is he's young and he's banged up all the time. that's not a great combination for him. He's had a hard time staying on the field. Like, he's 24 or 25, and he can't stay on the field.
Right.
Right.
That's an issue. Like, you expect your older guys to miss some time. You don't really expect the guys who are in their physical prime, 24 to 26. Like, you expect those guys to generally be available.
Of the older guys that they're really counting on, Ertz,
mm-hmm.
probably Bobby Wagner.
Yeah.
Probably Bobby Wagner.
He's a massive piece to the defense.
They're by far, they're way up there. And they got big roles.
Right.
Let's go to Mike in Ashburn. Mike, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What's up, guys? What's up, Bish? Mikey, what's going on?
What's up, Mike?
I think I don't think this was the plan originally. I think he wanted to plug a few holes last year, and then they went on that great run. And I think if we would have been under 500 team or wouldn't have made the playoffs, he would have made more of a youth movement this year. But I think they had no choice but to do that because – they got Jaden from another year on this contract, and they figured, let's get the best players we can get, no matter the age, and see if we can make one more run at Super Bowl. Next year, if they don't do that, then I think they'll clean house and get back to some more of a youthful team. That's mm-hmm. my thoughts.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about sort of like just the five receivers, you know, maybe potentially shopping Noah Eye? How comfortable are you with the current 53?
I think they're going to be fine. I think they have enough depth there. I know McCaffrey hasn't done much, but he also hadn't gotten much opportunity since the first few weeks of the season, which I don't know what the reason is, maybe. But I think they're going to be fine in that role. I do think they have to pick up another guy today for sure, mm-hmm. just to solidify it. But I think all in all, I think he did a good job at the roster, and I don't think it's done by any means. I still think there'll be a few moves made to make them a little bit better. But we are what we are, right?
Let's That's see
what
right. we got. All right, Mike C., we'll talk to you, bro.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Mike C.'s son played football at Richmond.
Nice.
I think he was a linebacker.
You could hear that little southern twang that he had. I don't know. I noticed something there.
I think he's from here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It is what it is. They inherited kind of a banged-up roster they didn't love, and so it's going to take a couple years to get it maybe to where you want it to be, maybe middle of the pack. And
but it is a lot better. It's improving. I mean, last year when we started talking about this team, I remember you in particular talking about all the holes in the roster.
Yeah.
And they've plugged some of those holes. It's not a perfect roster. It's far from perfect.
Yeah.
But they've plugged a lot of holes. They've addressed it. They've upgraded the talent. They've upgraded it in the secondary big time with young players in Amos and Sandristrel. They've upgraded at wide receiver now with a veteran in Debo. They've upgraded that offensive line both via the draft and via
where do you put
a trade.
If Noah Brown stays healthy, where do you put our triumvirate of receivers? Noah Brown, Terry, and Debo.
As far as ranking in
middle
the league?
Of the pack, middle of the pack for the rest of the league,
maybe kinda bottom of the upper third.
It kind
of
depends on
20th,
Debo.
Somewhere in that range.
It depends on Debo.
I mean, if you get Debo, just solid Debo.
Yeah, middle of the pack.
I'm just not sold on Noah Brown. I have a hard time thinking he's going to be able to play 12 or 14 games.
But when
games.
He does play, he's fairly effective.
He's fine. He's a good number three wide receiver.
They just
in
don't
the
have that young stud. they had a younger guy who was 23, 24 that was a stud,
yeah,
then they'd be higher. But when they say the average, I mean, even though Debo has had some injuries, I just don't think 29 is old.
Well,
I just don't think, I don't see that as being.
He's approaching old. He's not old yet, but he's approaching.
I think 33, 34 is old.
Noah Brown's sneaky old too. He's 29.
Yeah.
Like, he's not young.
Yeah, but that's like the back end of your prime.
Agreed.
For sure.
But again, he seems to be injury prone. I'm talking about Noah Brown.
Yeah.
Like, they're keeping him in bubble wrap to get him ready for week one.
I don't know. In the clips I've seen of Debo, they look freaking exciting. Like, I think he looks incredible, the clips that we've seen.
Well, I hope he can replicate it week one and beyond.
And I have no idea how many touches he's going to get. What do you think he's going to get? Is he going to get 8 to 10 touches? That maybe is too much. Maybe three that or four
probably
catches.
Probably just depends
couple
on the
runs.
Week.
He might only get five touches.
6 to 7 touches per game?
Yeah.
Somewhere in that neighborhood?
He's going to get at least three or four catches.
You would think.
And then he's going to get like an end around or something.
Maybe two.
And 2 to 3 carries per game?
2 to 3 carries.
Something in that range?
Yeah. And one or two of those are going to, he's going to knock over dudes.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to stand up and scream in your living room.
You would think.
And he's going to fire the entire team up.
Mm-hmm.
1-800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Are the Commanders too old?